You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of the Free Presbyterian Church. Just a few minutes here on Righteousness Exalteth a Nation. Perhaps the chief thing that is destroying the welfare of Canadians is alcohol. This is the socially acceptable killer in our nation, as in most nations of the world. Here's an interesting but sad report in an article from the Huffington Post. You might not be able to tell from all those beer commercials, but on a global scale, people are actually abstaining from alcohol. Even if the rest of the world isn't downing pints, however, Canadians seem to be drinking on their behalf. A new study by the Centre for Addiction and Mental Health found Canadians drink more than 50% above the global average. And it's no time to be imbibing. Alcohol is now the third leading cause of the global burden of disease and injury. There are few homes or families that are not directly or indirectly impacted by this long-term and deep-seated problem of the bottle. It is the fear of every parent and the slave master of millions who cannot kick the habit of consuming hard liquor. I think that every right-minded and every caring Canadian, whether Christian or not, ought to loathe the curse of alcohol in our land. I have to admit that I have come to hate alcohol, and all the more so the older I become. I thank God for delivering me from this terrible evil. I am reminded when I see a drunk in his stupor of mind and folly that there go I but for the grace of God. I hate the use of alcohol when I learn the statistics for the ER admissions in our hospitals. It is the cause of miseries untold, and it's the number one reason for hospital admissions and the acceleration of diseases of the body. It truly is a killer. In most ERs on weekends and nighttime, you can find drunks who have been in fights, had falls or accidents while driving under the influence. There's a reason that our police forces are out on the roads doing checks for people driving under the influence. Even one or two drinks is enough to impair judgment. In any accident investigation, alcohol is the number one suspect. Thousands of deaths take place on our roads each year due to this evil, and often it is the innocent driver or pedestrian who is killed by the drunk driver. It has been calculated that up to 60% of hospital admissions are alcohol-related. Statistics Canada reported in 2016 that 19% of Canadians aged 12 and older, roughly 5.8 million people, reported alcohol consumption that classified them as heavy drinkers. The highest proportion of heavy drinking for both sexes was among those aged 18 to 34. In this age group, 34.4% of males and 23.4% of females were heavy drinkers. That according to Statistics Canada. Now, I hate the use of alcohol also when I learn that Noah, through alcohol, fell into immorality. Noah, that man whom God used to save his family from the flood by building an ark, very quickly afterward he planted a vineyard and, due to drunkenness, was guilty of lewdness which led to immorality. I want to read to you a few verses here. Genesis 9, verse 18. And he, the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark, were Shem and Ham and Japheth, and Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. And Noah began to be an husbandman, and he planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine, and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment, and laid it upon both their shoulders, and went backward, and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. This record should be a red flag to all who consider drinking alcohol. If this can happen to the godly man Noah, what might it do to you and me? If the sons of Noah are ashamed and brought under a curse due to the results of alcohol, there is no place for it in my life. These shameful things, which are blots on the very best men in the Bible, are not washed over in the Bible, but rather they are given as beacons to warn us to cease and desist, to run from this terrible, degenerating evil. I can think of no incident where people as families or societies have been lifted upward through strong drink. It is the devil's tool to destroy. It is never God's way to lead people into blessing. And there I end my little message on Righteousness Exalteth a Nation. Join with me tomorrow as I continue.